שמוינה בגודם שהכהן גודל לא יבש משמש. הוא אין ימד המבוא בזויה באידרה דיקנה דקן הרבה בתמניה תיקונין תסקל. זה דיקנה דקן הרב ארן הכהן גודל אז בתמניה תיקונין באמס אז יוד גיל למדס הרחמה. You know, the Arizal doesn't count the first two of the Shem, Hashem. There's the Bechin in Swamak, the Shem of the Bechin of eight, and Yud Yom Minas Arachna. There's all different ways of starting. Some of the Mechlekes are showing them, the Ramban, along Ibn Ezra, there's a few ways of how to sort out the is Hashem Hashem, Mechlel thing. Some split up Erech, Apayim is two, all different ways of doing it. So the Kohen Gadol, he's the Bechin of the Shleimus, the Yud Yom Arachna. That's why you see, למשל, רבי שמואל לא ימי בשלש עשר מידס הטוינה דרשס בהם. יוד גימל מידס הטוינה דרשס זה מכנגד יוד גימל מידס הרחמים. רבי שמואל זה כהן. רבי שמואל זה כהן, רבי שמואל זה כהן גודל. רבי שמואל זה כהן, זה כהן הרחמונס. Why is רבי שמואל got the כהן הרחמונס? So where do you see the first רחמונס in the Torah? רבי שמואל, that's his name. בן שלהם heard is כהן הנער, בשר ושום. So שר של רחמונס, שר של רחמונס is from רבי שמואל. He was the first. The Pamali Shemala sentenced Yishmael. Let him die. He's going to cause tzaras. He's called Yishmael because Yishmael Hashem is called Anar. So Rabbi Yishmael became the Kohen Gadol, and he was the one who's to be Ma'ir Achram. That's the famous Gemara in Brachas. The one says Pamachas Nechnasti, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Pamachas Nechnasti Talhaktik Torahs Lifnai VeLifnim, and the Rabban Shlomo he met with Akasriel Kashem Tzvokos, and Kaviyachal Rabban Shlomo says Benchmi, and what was the bracha? שיחבשו רחמך ויגוילו רחמך. רבי שמואל is מאיר יד גימל מידס שתוין הדרשס בהם, which is כנגד יד גימל מידס הרחם. And הכהן גודל, that's the בחינה of רחמונס. He's going to explain that the בחינה מקש, the בחינה מידס, the מידה to the בחינה בגודים. אבל המדויס of הקדש ברוך יד גימל כידוע קייל רחם החנה. ומידס קייל הוא לשן כוח ויחוילס מלשן אלי האורץ. The shame kael you see sometimes, but emes shame is a shame of chesed, shame of rachme. Or if it's a sheni, it's also a shame of his gabrus. How can one shame be a shame of his gabrus and be a shame? We say twice a kael, hagod la giva v'anayra, kael elyon. Kael is chesed. It's a shame of chesed. It's a shame of chizik in his gabrus. Be'etzem all chasodim should come down with his gabrus, right? What's the rain is the biggest chesed. Rain is the biggest chesed. Which bracha do we talk about rain? Mashiv bracha and ata gibor. What's it about? The vote is that if it be total chesed means without stop, espashtus without stop turns into a klola, the rain turns into a marble. So at the beginning it was gishmei bracha, and if they didn't do tshuva, it turned into, in other words, everything has to come down beis gabrus is a bechinah where chesed, a person who wants to do chesed should naturally feel that he wants to give everything away. But a person must be mevazbez. I'm mevazbez al yevazbez yesa. But the etzem midah of chesed is the midah to give even your ruchnius away. But etzem. So that's the baal chesed is of Rav Avinu when he told the Rebbein Shlomo al nasa'av al avdech. I have to do chesed. I'm leaving the shechina. I have to do chesed. That's the midah of chesed. Naturally has to come with a bechina of complete yispashus. So the midah of kale is loshen koyach v'yecholus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oisa chesed kefi yecholtei agdoila. This he brings in as the thing that stam as a gab. It's an important nakuda. When we talk about chesed, we see the meaning of being lirdef acha chesed, to be roid of chesed. Why didn't he roid of chesed? Because chesed, the whole musuk of chesed is a bechina of kale, which is a bechina kefiya choilus, kefiya the choilus of a person. Vze amidas kale racham achanim kipshutay. V'chein erech apayim rav chesed v'emes noitzah chesed. Aber alofim ein yechoyles adam lasis alofim. Alofim is $2,000. Kimaati mei mechayev. Venimza shmoina midas im shiyuchel is damis alavoyer. 8 out of the 13 midas till the bechina, till the midah of alofim. So you see the morinayim splits up. So you got keil rachem achanan erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes noitzah chesed. And alofim is already counts as an that's his seida. The alofim is only shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh nikra kohen gadol ki kohen hedyon meshamesh ba'ar bo, which are heim dalad midas rishonim ad apayim, u'midas tikram levushim. K'moy ha'levushim achas ala atzmius, kein ha'midas heim levushim lo yizbarach la'atzmus chiyusoi. Why is a midah a levush? Now, why is a midah? You talk about the zayin midas. Why is a midah a levush? Because what is a levush? A levush is a hester in order k'dei legalas. Right, it's the Marshall Borton's forum that the person who's who hasn't got levushim, he's not dressed, he can't go out. So the way to go out, to be megala yourself, is by getting dressed. So a levush, the whole musag of a levush is you're master in order to be megala. You're master to be megala. A person gets dressed, so he's covering his guf in order to be megala, his face, in order to be megala himself, in order to show himself out. You can't walk in the street if you're not dressed. So a levush is master in order to be megala. So the middas, the same thing are called levush. And the bunch loylam is impossible. Ki lo yirani ha'odam v'chai. So Meila, therefore, Rabbi Shlomo is master himself by being Megala himself in Midas, through Midas. So Midas are called Levush. Midas is only a manifestation. It means that there's a Halama be'etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a Ha'ora ba'alma is in the special through Midas. It's like a person goes out, he covers himself from head to toe, and then when he goes out, you see his head, you see a minor part of him. Same thing. That's the same between of Midas and Levush. Rabbi Shlomo is manifestates himself through Midas. A love in him, he called Midas. Rabbi Shalom Chas V'Shalom. Sabi Koros is to say that Rabbi Shalom has got Midas. Midas Harachmim Aleinu is Galgali. Is the Maral already the Tzemach Tzedek? They cry out against it, saying in the Eskra Lakim Emoya, Midas Harachmim Aleinu. You can't daven to Midas Harachmim. Rabbi Shalom is Megal himself through Midas, but it's only different color light bulbs, as the Moshul is. The bulb is the same, the fire is the same, but the glass changes the color. The glass is not the etzem light, it's only a manifestation of the light. In manifestations of light, there can be different middas. The Rebbein Shalom is not chasushon baal middas. So that's the same bechina, why middas and levushim is the same bechina. A midda is, a levush is, you master yourself in order to be megala ahara. The same thing is, the midda is, Rebbein Shalom is kaviyachal master himself in order to be megala. And that's the shayash yudgim mitzrach. That's what Rebbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, that yudgim mitzrachimim, and what was he megala there? There was megala. You'd give him midas midas arachim. So you'd give him midas arachim. Midas is something where it's a bechina of upanai lo yiro. You can't see the atzmi as chas v'shalom. You can only see v'risas achayra. You can only see it me'achayraim. You can only see a haora shabalma. And there he was megala that you'd give him midas arachim. That's the bechina. That's the bechina of the midah. And the highest darga is takad rachmanus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the sphere of kesa. Sphere of Kesa is connected Rachmanus, and that's the deepest anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The deepest anhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sphere of Kesa, and that is Be'etzim Rachmanus. But for that you have to have a Moridik Astara. It's got to be Moridik Atzimtzum. That's only can only come out through Bechina of Reisi Sachayrai. And therefore, that's the whole vote. After the Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ma'ariv Yudgim Midas Rachmim. So to be Ma'ariv Yudgim Midas Rachmim, he was Ma'ariv that. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say Mecheni No Misifrecha. You had to go up to a mokum which is completely Ne'elam, Mechenas Mecheni No Misifrecha, and there it was Nizgalat in the mid in a Yudgim Midas Rachim, because in Yudgim Midas Rachim is completely hidden. It's a completely Sosum Minister, and that's why Parshas Tetzaveh doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name, and Parshas Tetzaveh is Taka the Parsha of the Begodim. Taka the Parsha of the Begodim. The Big Day Kahuna was written in Parshas Tetzaveh. That's the Begodim. That's where the Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned there, because he was Ma'oyer Yudgim Midas Arachim by saying Mecheni No Misifrecha. So it's the same parsha of the Gilu of Moshe Rabbeinu when he was Megala Yudgim Midas Arachim. Same parsha as the Tzava talks about the Big Day Kahuna. The Big Day Kahuna and the Yudgim Midas is the same Bechina. The Anhogas that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megala himself into, first he's Master himself. That's the whole bechina of Malchus, the sphere of Malchus. The sphere of Malchus is a halama in order to be megala. How often does a person see a king? The whole musig of a king is that you hardly see him. But if he never shows himself, then you haven't got any pachat from him. So once every so often he shows himself, everybody sees the big Malchus, his chariots and the horses, everybody sees the Malchus, and then he goes and hides in his palace again, you don't see him for another long time. That's the bechina of Malchus. The whole musig of the sphere of Malchus is a halama. In order to see it, in order to get a shtikl ha'ora, that's the bechina of Malchus. And there, you can be megala, you'd give him midas harachmim, and there you can be megala the bechina's big day kahuna. So the big day kohen gadol, where bechina's the or ha'ora of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that was nistam in order to be megala. What's the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's deepest concern? Kaviyachol, his deepest rotzen is the rotzen of Klal Yisrael. So there, you had the shvatim engraved on the choshen of the big day kahuna, big day kohen gadol. But there, they would shine. The shining of the Shvatim, the shining of the Yud Beis Shvatim, is that's the deepest middle of Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. That's the bechin of Racham. The Rabbani Shalom loves Klal Yisrael and he's full of Racham Chasod to Klal Yisrael. That's why in Parashas Tetzaveh, which is the parasha of being Ma'ir, the Yud Gimel Minas Racham, how much Rabbani Shalom loves Klal Yisrael. That's why over there you have the parasha of Ketores. Ketores is not written in Parashas Truma. All the Kelim written in Parashas Truma, not Ketores. Why? Ketores is the Chelbenah. Chelbenah is the Risha Yisrael. The love the Rabban Shalom has, the Rachmanis the Rabban Shalom has for the Risha Yisrael, for the Poisha Yisrael, that's Nizgal and the Mizbeach HaKtoris, that you have to have the Chelbenah. The Chelbenah had a terrible smell, and that terrible smell, Chelbenah, that terrible smell, had the Rashi brings down that you have to be Metzar of Poisha Yisrael, Betfilas Tzadikim, the love and the patience the Rabban Shalom has for the Risha Yisrael, that's Nizgal and the Mizbeach HaKtoris. The Mizbeach HaKtoris is the Parshas Tetzaveh, where that's the parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu went up to him in Megala, the Yudkim Amid the Sarachim, his name is not mentioned in there, and that's the parsha of the Big Nikonah. That's all these in Yonim together. Ki Etzem Lo Yishtane Rak Nislabish B'Midas. The Etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, the light, the Etzem Or, is not Nishtane. It's just Nishtane Nislabish B'Midas V'Lachay Nikra Ches Begodim, and therefore it's called Ches Begodim. So that's the he says, the Archaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Archaim HaKadosh says that the Dalet Big Day Kohuna Kohen Hedyot to Keneged the Shem Adna, four letters the Shem Adna, and the Kohen Gadol that's Keneged he wore eight, the four Big Day Lovin, besides the four Big Day Zor that's Keneged the four Oisis Yud Kevavke, that's the Shilav of Havai Adna, which means that the Shilav of Adna is the Hamtok of all Dinim. Adna is the Bechinas Gvuras Dinim, and your mom take that by the Shilav of Adnas and Havaya, and that was the Koyach of the Kohen Gadol. And what we're saying over here, that the Kohen Gadol was Ma'oyer, always the Midah of Rachamim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Zoycha to take all the Gvuras, and he was Mamtik all the Gvuras. That's why the Kohenim Tzidua, Kohenim Oisek and Avoida. Avoida is always Mitzat Gvura. Kohenim should have done, the Kohenim should Levinim or Gvura, Keneg Midas HaGvura. Kohenim were Anshei Chesed. So why were they doing the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash? The Teretz is because that's their job. The whole job of the Kohuna was to be Male, all the Gvura to be Male into Chesed and Rachim. That's why Midas HaChesed did the Gvura, did the Avoida, which is connected Midas HaGvura in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hinei ha'adamim z'damen l'boi yizbarach shumai v'midoysev nikro b'tzalem alakim. That person is a b'chinas tzalem alakim, is z'damen l'midoysev. There's this week's parash, you know why Shavua, the Indian of Shavua is making a Shavua. What's the Indian of making a Shavua? It says in the Swam, Shavua is the Zayin Midas. Shavua is seven, Sheva Midas. The person wants to make a Shavua, his Pshat is he's got to be Makasha himself to the Zayin Midas, the Sheva Midas of Le'elion, the seven Midas that we're talking about over here, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he knots himself his own Zayin Midas, his own Av, his own Yiro, his Gvura, his own Tiferes, his Sparas, his own Netzach, his Netzachin over the Yitzhahara, etc., etc. It's a Makasha, all that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the sod of making Shavuos in the Torah. So a person who's Mizdabe B'midoysov, a person whose Zayin Midas or Keneged or parallel Kaviyachal or manifestating the Zayin Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal, so then that person's Nikra B'tzalem Elakim, Ketzalem who are Midas Amurim. The Tzelem Elakim is the Midas. The Midas is what you can, what is what's Nizgal, as we said before. A person is Nizgal through Midas. So all a person's avoiders, a person's avoiders is working on the Midas. The Gimel Rishoy Nois, right? This person's got Gimel, the Moichin and the Midas. So the Gimel Moichin, is that a person, the Gar, that person has, it's Kodesh, it's Tar, don't ruin it, that's the avoider. There's no Zichach to do in the Gar, unless you ruin them. But there's no Zichach Be'etzim to do in the Zayin Midas, that's where avoider is. There's an Ava, the Toivin is Ava Lera, there's a Yirin, the Toivin Yinera, there's a Tiferes, the Toivin is Hisparis Lera. And all the Zayin Midas have tzada tzoyv and tzada ra, that we have to work on them to be that they should be manifestating the Zayin Midas Kaviyachal, and the Rebbein Shleiner manifestates himself through. And that's mamish zeh ikep pnimis adam atzmoi. Now leh ksivach b'selim is halachish. V'chein amr chazal have a talmidim shel Aaron roye oiv shonim roidiv shonim. Ratzolemak she adam a katnis das nikr moichin el delikim. As you do, a moichin delikim is katnis das. Kim is gematria hateva. That's the Havai is Gadlus Adas, Elakim is Katnus Adas. In other words, Katnus Adas means Elakim, you feel no emotional connection to HaKadosh Baruch Aval B'kish Nidbak B'midoysov, but where your Midas are Oizgerenik, they're cleaned out, and your Av is now automatically in Avas Hashem, your Yiras are Yiras Hashem. So then, that's how your madbik, your das to moichin to your midas to moichin gedolim. That's you do it. The das is makasha, the moichin with the midas. You have kesach chochem bina, you chochem bina. Then you have the das. The das is vayeda odem ischav ishtei. Das is the ischabrus between the moichin and the midas. Moichin always a likus, also a bechinas havaya. And when a person brings the das down to the midas, so then he's mala the das, he's mala the lekim to the shem havaya. Because the das is sherish all the midas nikra moichin the havaya. Oh, the moichin abechinas havaya, v'zeu heavy that mitam midav shel Aaron Hakohen. Kshetirtza lias bechinas havaya, he want to be zeichet the godless moichin. Tia mitam midav shel Aaron Hakohen shu bechinas koin godl b'shmoyne begodim ka'omor. What's the eighth midah of Aaron HaKohen? He said Aaron HaKohen stops the midah of the Kohen Gadol stops at La'alofim. So the last one is Noitzah Chesed. Kishum lamdim Torah Lachim, and you teach Torah to others. Kator Nikra Torah Chesed. Menimtzah Kishulaymed Lachim, Oisa Shle Tishtakach Torah Mitzrayal. Harei Noitzah Veshomer HaTorah Machzika. Mezeu Noitzah Chesed. That's the dargah of Noitzah Chesed. Lachin Omer Talmidov Makar VeNatorah. Shezeu Bechinas Noitzah Chesed. So we rush today, but we had to be basic in that. So you rush through today. So that's the Ikka is to be Mavara the Midas. And that's this week's parasha. To make a Shavua to be Mavara the Sheva Midas to the Moichin to the Rabban Shalom. And that's why you only allowed to make a Shavua for Dova Ruchni. Why? Because that's our avoid. When you make a Shavua, you make sure that the Ava is only La Ava the Toiv. You make sure that the Ava is only for and the year is only for Dvarim Kadosha. Making a Shavua is to tie all the Zayim Midas that there should be Betzalim and the Kim together with the Zayim Midas of the Rabban Shalom.